NAIDOC Week kicked off yesterday, and with us to talk about that, Raylene Harradine, the CEO of the Bendigo and District Aboriginal Cooperative. Raylene, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So yesterday, big day, all went well, very happy with it, lovely day for it as well.
It was actually really amazing. I think Bendigo really puts the weather out when we want to do these, and when we do NAIDOC events or anything like that. I think it's really amazing.
And every year it must be just fantastic when you see the flags up in the centre of the city. It's it really is a wonderful time, isn't it?
It is. It brings a lot of people out and together, even though the weather's freezing, usually a bit chill factor. But it's really great to see everyone.
Do you think the time in which we live, the likes of NAIDOC Week becomes even more important in terms of bringing communities together?
I think it does. I think, you know, look, when I think about past and our ancestors and our people before our time, actually, how they sort of fought for to be recognised, but also to have the vote in 67, and that was passed by the whole of Australia. I just think, you know, it's we're getting a really, I think we're starting, you know, we are a progressive country just in terms of wanting to acknowledge First Nations people, and I think, but we can only, you know, do that as a collective, you know, I believe, and I think, you know, it is about the willingness to be able to be a part of it too.
Yeah, no, most definitely. You know, you mentioned there, and it is quite incomprehensible to understand that, like, it was only 67 when the vote came in for Indigenous people. I mean, I just find that mind-blowing, really, you know. So we, you know, even though, would it be fair to say, we've still got a long way to go, but we have come a long way as well.
We have, and, you know, things should progress at the, you know, the right stage. I think, you know, if we push things too fast, We don't, we need to set up the base pretty really strong, I believe. And I think, you know, we've got a lot of role models in our leaders, particularly for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people across Australia, and the significant work that they're involved in, but leading a lot of things too. I think, you know, and that's a really testament to their work and their commitment, but then also for our young people too to be able to, you know, look at, you know, and aspire to be, you know, to do what they want to do in the future.
So before we talk about some of the things on this week too, just tell us a little bit more about the role of the Bendigo and District Aboriginal Cooperative and the work you do.
We're a Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. So we are, you know, set up as an organisation that has a membership and has a board. So what we do in particular is our services for our community in the area that we cover, you know, across Bendigo and the Jaja Hurung area. And so it is making sure that our communities have access to Aboriginal services if they so need it, and also, access to mainstream too. So working closely with a lot of the mainstream agencies, service providers. We have a medical service, which is a health service, so that's really, you know, we're always thinking about the health of our community, but also it's not just looking at the deficit end or the, you know, that sort of thing. It's working with our communities around healthy communities as well.
Yeah.
We have family services, we have some youth services, we do statutory with taking care of our children, and we also, next year we're hoping to, you know, we'll be opening up our 3 and 4 year old kinder. So we're looking at from, you know, the as an organisation, just from life to death, if you think of it from that point of view.
Yeah, terrific. Now, what are some of the other things planned this week, do you know?
Oh, well, today I think there's some things on. There's a Welcome to Baby Country, which I think was, which is really significant for some of our babies in our communities, and that's this afternoon. We've also, I think, Department of Family Fairness and Housing have got their flag raising this morning. We've got as far as I know, we've got our Bedak Family Day too, which is really good. So we've got that on Wednesday, and that's for the families and children to come together. So it's at the Bendigo Exhibition Centre. We also there's a few other activities. Like, we had our flag raising last Friday to kick off NAIDOC Week, and we had a really good turn up there. So we do awards for that.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the NAIDOC committee have put together a really comprehensive and brochure that just outlines everything that happens across our region. You know, and they do that work. You know, they don't just do it. You know, they do that. They meet on a regular basis. So, you know, credit to them for the work that they do in this space as well.
Absolutely. Well, listen, all the very best for the rest of the week, and really appreciate you talking to us this morning, Raylene. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you.
Raylene Harradine, the CEO of the Bendigo and District Aboriginal Cooperative, on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.